Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. Boy, we're having a great show with Bill Varney in the studio today in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, overlooking the sport fishing landings in San Diego. Busy morning, saw the Royal Star and the Searcher both unloading some great trips, and looks like some good fishing that those guys had. And man, we're having a great show, lots of fun. Corey and Pete both out of the studio today. They're up at Queen Charlotte Safari. Heard from them at the very beginning of the show, and they are on the beginning of what sounds like a truly epic trip. If you want to follow along, we have a brand new Instagram account, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing Show, or excuse me, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. It's all lowercase, no space, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. We had to start a new Instagram account. Peter, I, neither of us knew why we got bumped out of the old one. I put up some pictures from our Kingfisher trip, and we got logged out. I think we got reported by some, you know, wacko that didn't like to see fish pictures. He and I are both so internet ignorant that, like, we neither of us could figure out how to get back into it, and Pete just said, I'm starting a new one, so we're starting fresh. give us a follow, Let's Talk Hookup Fishing. You're just going to see fun pictures of the studios and some good fishing, and you'll get to see the great fishing that those guys are experiencing at Queen Charlotte Safaris as the weeks roll along. Well, hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com catch report, and today that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can now purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their pokey kit, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We've been trying to preach this next line since the dead of winter last year, and that is how important it is to make your processing reservations ahead of time by texting them at 619-255-3128, and we still hear about it all the time at the tackle store, at the landing. It is a very busy time, and our fishing seasons have just changed, and the biggest thing is there is such tremendous bluefin fishing, and it's so close to home that we are seeing a lot more trips of shorter length and duration. So what used to be a long-range fleet that was doing nothing but 7 and 8 day trips, meaning they come back home once every 7 or 8 days, are doing a lot of day and a half. And more importantly, there are so many 3 day trips that are going right now. 3 day trip is a great length. It gives you multiple nights. It often results in limits of bluefin. Well, they're catching, you know, the limit, your limit of take is the same on a 3 day trip as it is on a 15 day trip. So they're bringing back the same number of fish, but three times as often during the same amount of time. And it's just more than all of the processors can handle. And in these busy times, the only way to get it through is by making that reservation. So when you book your trip, make sure that your next phone call is to Fisherman's Processing. It's so easy. All you need to do is send them a text. Hey, I'm Rick. I just booked a spot on the Royal Star. I'm going on this date. Here we go. And you're going to get a text back. Hey, we got you down. We'll look forward to seeing you when you come back. Again, 619-255-3128. Let's find out what's going on with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Brandon, Bill. Great hey, show, Mark. Man. You're getting me motivated to get my surf gear out. It's gathered a little dust the last year or so, but
let's go perch fishing.
Dude, I legitimately feel the same way.
You know what?
Do this after work.
Oh, it is so nice, and, you know, we're getting toward the end of summer when we get rid of some of these crowds. It's just been horrendous here in the Huntington Beach area, my God. Okay. But, it's fun stuff early in the morning or late in the day there. But pretty interesting week offshore for sure, man. We had a little speed bump in our stretch of nice weather. That southeast last Sunday along the beach here caught a lot of people by surprise. That was ugly. And then this midweek northwest situation offshore kind of disrupted that epic bluefin out there on the banks. But, you know, it's all better now. So starting with a check on the islands here, real quick check up north there, that upswing to the full moon. Triggered some really good sea bass fishing at the upper islands there. Santa Rosa, I think, was kind of the hot spot, but still a lot of wind to deal with up there. Nix has been untouched, off limits, really, with the weather. Santa Barbara Island's got a healthy population of big yellows living there when you can get there. You know, looks like the wind's backing down, so that'll get going again. Catalina, it's just got the summertime blues, generally speaking. This always happens. But on this moon, there was still some big sea bass skulking around the east end hotspots there. That's kind of a standard thing this time of year. At San Clemente Island, some decent yellowtail fishing. School size yellows on the front side. Better grade there, hanging out in the cove and around China Point on the structure spots there. Surface iron, yo-yo jigs all working good, and, you know, slow trolling or flying a mackerel in that area is always money for them big yellows. You can keep the seals off them. And then offshore, really good on the Tanner and up to the northwest toward the Cherry there prior to this breeze we had midweek. Catchable sized bluefin in the shallows along with some really good great yellows. And the big ones are out over the 100-fathom edge there, mostly nighttime, and a lot of kite fish for the guys. But hopefully this bounces back after the breeze. I can't see any reason why it won't. So, and this morning, it looks like the guys are creeping back out there. There's a little bit of action around the 381 this morning. And then yesterday, there was some fish caught school size just below Desperation Reef. So it'd be nice to see if they set up on Desperation like they did a few years ago. That was awesome fishing. And then scattered spots of bluefin and yellowfin on many of the local banks, you know, closer to home, down the ridge below Catalina toward the 277, and actually right off the east end proper, off the slide there, there's been some fish, not only just littler ones, there's been some tankers in there too. And then the Fishtoe Plain was up yesterday. They got a good look at a lot of different areas. They found some schools outside the Farnsworth Bank on the ridge there, which is a traditional spot at this time of year. And then they looked over the area and all the way down toward Carlsbad. They found some fish down that way in Carlsbad Canyon. So there's a lot of that stuff around. We're also starting to see quite a bit more Dorado pushing in, a lot of that stuff. You know, the early season ones, for some reason, don't seem to bite much. But they're starting to see a lot more here and there all the way up to the inside Catalina now. There are a couple fish caught earlier in the week, so that's good news. And then just want to finish up the report here with congratulations to the guys on the Swagger there. They got the first fish from the Balboa Angling Club, first marlin. And we're definitely starting to see a lot more marlin activity around. This has the makings of a really good year, and be fun to see a good year on the marlins along with all the other offshore stuff. So there is so much going on, and the weather's looking good. And since we got fish everywhere, nice weather, I think you ought to all go fishing.
I don't think I can think of a better thing than that, Mark. Great call. Certainly some really good fishing to be had up and down the beach. And with this nice weather in front of us, I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say next week.
It's going to be fun, buddy.
I think a good one, no doubt. Well, Mark, if somebody wants to come find you, get the best bait tanks on the water, get the freshest info from you, I know you do such a good job with all the contributions to Danny and the boys from Fishtope. How do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edgar by the big Chevron station. And the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I might even fit in a little surf report. Yeah, I'm so motivated here.
Thank you,
Mark.
I like your style, man.
Thank
you. I'm with you. We'll get him up and down the beach. Mark, great job as always, buddy. Talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
And next up, we got Rosie down on Cedro Sport Fishing. How you doing, Rosie?
Hey, what's up, Rosie?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I agree with Mark. I think you should go fishing, and I think you should go fishing down Cedro Sport Fishing with us. Totally agree.
Deal.
All right.
Yeah. You got the whole
exactly.
Panel. We're all in.
We're there.
Exactly. Okay. But just when you think you've heard it all, you haven't. All right?
We're ready.
So, you're ready for this one? How about, let's go down to Cedros and let's catch some white sea bass on some surface iron.
I'm in.
I can handle that, Rosie. Are you kidding? How cool for those guys. That's great.
I am not kidding. Yeah, we had a couple guys out there that were just throwing surface iron, and, you know, we thought he got maybe a little smaller yellowtail. Well, it happened to be a white sea bass. And, I mean, he just couldn't believe it. So, I mean, just when you think everything is going off, it is going off, and it's going off big time. So, yeah, and everything is still working down there. I mean, we had a few white sea bass caught this week on Corey's MC Swim Baits. on dropper loop with mackerel. I mean, everything was working. Yellowtail is still going off the same way. You know, it's like, I think right now, it's like what they're doing is like the smaller yellowtail are kind of being caught on the surface iron. And if they're wanting to get a little bit larger, yellowtail, that they are either slow trolling a mackerel right now or doing the dropper loop. And so, and the halibut's still going off the same way too, on the dropper loop. So Rosie, everything is still, yeah.
I was just gonna say, this year it seems like, you know, I follow you guys, do a great job posting all the photos from all the fish you're catching during the week, and I always enjoy following along on social media. It seems like there's good sea bass fishing every single week this year. Has this year been better than normal, or are the guys just fishing in a way where they're more apt to catch them? But I mean, there, it just seems like week after week after week, you're seeing a lot more sea bass.
I think it's two things. First of all, I think, you know, in the past years, everyone thinks of Cedros, and all they think about is yellowtail. And then, you know, we get a few guys going down there, you know, thinking, hey, what else can we find? And then you start seeing, you know, the white sea bass, and you start seeing the halibut. So, of course, you know, if they catch it, I'm going to post it. And I think it just goes to, you know, to more people that are going down there. They see this and like, well, I want to try that. So, but this year has been a little bit different, like you said. It's like the amount of halibut and white sea bass that are caught is just so different than any other year. And maybe partially because they're targeting them, but it's just been a different year. I mean, we started off this year, the weather was different, and, you know, it's like, okay, are these fish just hungrier than most? I don't know.
We had some customers that came down and fished with you, and they came to the shop to get themselves all loaded up, and you know, they had said they had excellent sea bass and halibut fishing, just like you described, and their yellowtail fishing was so good that they finished with limits so early in the morning that it gave them a lot of time to target something else. And you know, they both had a big sea bass. There was several halibut they caught. They both caught and released several black sea bass, but you know, they were just done with yellowtail so fast, and rather than continue to catch and release surface iron yellowtail all day, they just opted, hey, we got our limit, let's go do something else, and they targeted that. But it's just been such a fantastic year, and it's so fun to watch you guys just trip after trip producing such great fishing for everybody.
Yeah, it's an amazing fishery down there. And, you know, we still have some spots available. We still have a spot available on our personal trip. So, you know, look at our schedule. Give me a call. Phone number is 619-772-7570. Get on down there. I mean, it can't get any easier than this.
I don't know if I could keep up with you and Jeff down there at the same time, but I know that I'd like to give it a try. I know that I would have fun trying. Rosie, a great report as always, week after week. If somebody wants to jump on your trip, your personal fun trip with all your friends, or any of the great trips throughout the season, one more time, give us the number. How do we do it?
All right, it's 619-772-7570. Our website is cedrosportfishing.com. The schedule's on there. You can look at it first, see which trip works for you, and give me a buzz.
Thanks, Rosie. Great job. Appreciate it very much. Talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, now I'm so glad that I've got backup in the studio to really reinforce the fact that our buddy Marcos over at C4 Sport Fishing, home of San Diego's second best tackle store, is on the line right now. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. I just felt like I wasn't winning the barrage nearly enough. So when we had to recruit another co-host for Let's Talk Hookup, like naturally we went to the tackle store, so I had some backup. So yeah, I'm feeling better now. And you know, Brandon, much like myself, I knew grew up fishing at C4 Sport Fishing, so you know, knows the landing very well. Friends with all the boys. We love all the boats there, and very familiar with a fantastic tackle store, and then also familiar with C4's tackle shop.
And I love C4 and all the guys down there, and they do such a great job. Second best is a beautiful
prize.
Yeah,
so good, Marcos. It's so good.
I tell you this, guys, 2 + 2 doesn't equal 1. Yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Well, I know what does work, and it's the crazy fishing you guys have been having. And we talked a little bit about, you know, that we had some weather challenges this year, but even with the weather, there was some great fishing. Marcos, how'd things roll for you guys this week here at C4?
Definitely a little tougher on some of the fishing, a lot better on some of that fishing. I'll start with the half-day trip. Yesterday morning, 3 yellowtail, 1 barracuda, 105 calico bass kept, 100 released. And for, you know, that, we've kept those loads. That was under 50, 49 people yesterday. So very good fishing on the half day. And this morning they already have one yellowtail on the boat. We got a little report earlier there. We don't have the full total still early, but definitely picking up there. The afternoon, same thing, 81 calico bass, 100 release, couple sand bass, rockfish. Last night on twilight, 102 calico bass, 100 release. So very good fishing locally there on the half day. You know, that weather's kind of relaxed a bit from being, you know, 90s, 100s to in 70s and 80s. So what we expect for San Diego in the summer here, it's some beautiful weather out there. Definitely hop on that half-day trip, those mornings, afternoons, and the twilights. The twilights are doing really good right now. The full days, yesterday the San Diego actually had a private charter go down to the islands. Haven't been down there in a while, and they had some really good fishing. They saw 30 yellowtail, 10 barracuda, and 10 calico bass, and some good size of those yellowtail. They said they had fish up to 30 pounds there. So
nice.
Definitely in that fun, catchable range. Sea-Watch offshore, a little tougher there yesterday. The offshore fishing for those full days, a little bit tougher. Seen some Dorado yellowtail, not as much on the bluefin, although the Elgato, their six-pack charter, they had a couple guys on there, a little more flexibility there. They had one bluefin, 10 yellowfin, and one Dorado, so those fish are definitely there. And not, again, not unusual for that bluefin where they kind of take a break occasionally and don't want to cooperate, and hopefully we get right back into those. But as we talked about before, you know, if those full days are only catching Dorado and yellowtail, I mean, you can't really get too upset with that. So
totally.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely for the, you know, especially we've seen this change there where that's used to be spectacular fishing. Now it's like, oh, only yellowtail. But just to be on the safe side, make sure you have your passport. You know, we've talked about this. Might have to skip one trip, but get those passports. They're good for 10 years. And if they are fishing the islands, that's definitely something you want to be able to do if that fishing stays good. Those overnight trips, still seeing that bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail in the mix there. So, said, those overnight trips have a little bit more range, a little bit more flexibility than the full days. Very similar fishing, just a little bit more room for error, and still very good fishing on there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have the full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and twilight, the full days, the one days, day and a half, some longer trips mixed in there, and still good fishing. Not as lights out as it was for the last few weeks, but still very good. And again, we're just all spoiled after the last few years here. So definitely check that out. To make your reservations online, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person. Check out the number one tackle shop in San Diego and grab a burrito next door.
Yeah, and then when you're done, head on over to Seaforth and check out their tackle store as well. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate an excellent report, as always. And it's going to be nice having a nice week of weather and seeing what those boys do with some flat, calm ocean again. I think we're going to hear another really good report next week.
I hope so. I hope it continues this way, especially for that half day.
That
you know, especially
awesome.
Has some really good fishing there, yeah. So definitely keep an eye on that.
Yep, no doubt. Great report, buddy. We sure appreciate it. Tell all the boys we say hi, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that. Hey, with that said, it's time. We got our buddy on the line, a very busy catch report today. I want to remind you that if you're talking about tuna in SoCal and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and all the way up to a 6-0. And for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough but not too oversized. Both come in ringed or non-ring. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. That Nautilus Circle hook, my favorite live bait circle hook for fishing bluefin tuna, especially that standard wire Nautilus. I think that hook wire is perfect, allows your bait to swim great, able to deal with a big fish. And speaking of Gamakatsu, we got the man, our good buddy Ted is on the line from Gamakatsu this morning. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. Anxious to talk to you. It's been a busy morning on the show, and we appreciate you hanging in there with us. And I know that we don't often get to talk to the man at the top of the top of the list from Gamakatsu, but we always appreciate you taking a little time hanging with us and kind of filling us in with what's going on in the world of Gamakatsu.
No, I really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on this morning, and just excited to have Bill there in the studio, just because him and I have worked very closely on this new launch for Gamakatsu, which is Duracent. You know, and the Duracent product, we brought this product to market, and we're very excited about it. I mean, just to explain what it is, the Duracent soft plastics that we launched, the whole idea behind these is they're durable, because they're made out of elastomer, so they have super, super stretch. You know, so you can stretch these out 6 times as long as the bait itself, and they won't break. So they'll snap back. You know, so again, that durability factor is what we like about that, and the fact that they're scented. So we've infused all these with a variety of scents depending on the bait that we have. And the that scent is just, I mean, like I said, it's completely infused in it. And what's really cool is, like, if you start to use the bait and you want to, like, recharge the scent, if you stretch that bait 5 or 6 times in your hands and give it a good stretch or two, that scent kind of becomes a little more apparent with it.
Wow,
so,
okay, that's good scent.
And it floats. I mean, I think that's the end of the day. So when we started developing this product, I got very excited about it. And I remember having a conversation with Bill about the whole aspect of using these for the surf fishing. And I remember the conversation. It was at the PCS show, Bill, if you remember correctly.
I do.
Outside, I remember. On the park bench and had that conversation. And like I said, you've been using them. You've got more firsthand knowledge of it. So what's been your experience?
Well, you know, the first thing we do, as you remember, Ted, is we recruited 42 anglers from Santa Barbara to San Diego and sent some of the product to each one of them and sent them out there. But, you know, before I tell you that, the first thing was when you and I first talked and I began to look through the catalog, the first thing that I came up with in the Duracent line was the salmon eggs. And I looked at those orange and red salmon eggs, and I asked you what they're for because I really didn't know about steelhead fishing. And I said, these things are going to work great in the surf because they're the same color as eggs on a sand crab, as a ghost shrimp, same color as mussel. And so we sent them to 42 different anglers up and down the coast. They sent me back pictures over about a six-month period of time, and it was amazing how many perch and corbina they caught on those. And in particular, you know, anglers are very smart, and they looked at that and said, you know, if I want to do a combination, I want to use one of these eggs on top of a sand crab and see if that will work, and that works fantastically. So every bait that I use, and I was doing it 3 days in a row this week, I'm going to put one of those salmon eggs above there, and then below it I'm either have the Duracent worm or a live bait, and they just work great in the surf. They're very durable. They're not in any juice of any kind. They don't dry out. They're very easy to use. They're very easy to carry around, which is what you need in the surf because you're walking. You're not staying in one place. You don't have a big tackle kit.
That was going to be one of the things that I mentioned, that it may not seem like a big deal, but the packaging is so perfect. There are other, you know, there are other baits out there that are people familiar with that are frankly a pain in the butt. That the Ziploc doesn't work well. They leak all over the place. Your back pocket stinks. Your bags. Duracent is perfect. It doesn't have the liquid. It is made of the scent, and the packaging is small and easy to deal with, which is ideal for surf fishing.
Absolutely. I've actually laid one in the sun for a year to see if I could get it to dry out, and it's exactly as pliable as it was the very first day it came out of the bag.
It's just a much better mousetrap than other things that were similar to that in the market beforehand. Yeah. And like you said, I mean, you and Ted set out, you know, years in the previous to make it that way. You know, you didn't come to market too fast, so that you made sure that you made the perfect thing.
Absolutely, and it makes sense to go out and try the baits, see how to rig them, what they'll catch, and so forth, before you get them out there. So you can instruct people on this is what they work, this is how they work, this is how to use them, and just the convenience of it is fantastic.
I'll tell you another thing, Ted, that I know it in no way was your intention for, but I got some from Bill the last time he was on the show. It is the best thing for adding to your sabiki rig when you're trying to make mackerel that don't bite well. The little sandworm, if you just cut it 3 times and you put a little tip on each one of your sabikis, they get bit 3 times better. And I have no clue what the material is made of, but one piece will literally last the entire time. It's so strong, the plastic just doesn't tear. So I know that was in no way your intention, but it is the best. Like, when it's tough mackerel making and you need some mackerel for offshore, it's like the best secret there is.
I think that's awesome, Rick. That's the first time I've heard that, and it's amazing. Our team, when we develop product, it's so interesting how fishermen will take certain things that we've designed it for and adapt it to their own needs. And I think that's one of the coolest things about what we get to do here. Like Bill was talking about with the salmon eggs, our intention was for the steelhead market. Here we are talking about using them in the surf. And it's just so cool to see how innovative fishermen are.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I think you guys nailed it. It's a great product. It's very affordable, and like you say, it was built for the surf. You didn't say, hey, let's make a bait. You said, let's make the best surf fishing bait we can. And you know, not just surf fishing. I mean, I know, like you're saying, Bill, that, you know, the adaptation is to all the things, the steelhead in the river and all that. But yeah, this is perfect. We really like them. One of the other things. Oh, go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, basically, there's three different versions that we came out with specifically for the, again, the salmon eggs. You can count that towards it, so call it four. But is the sandworm, which I know Bill's used a lot of, and there's three colors that we've got in that one, and that's the green gold flake, the blood red, and the pumpkin. And I know the green gold flake and the blood red have been the two, I think, the two go-to for you, Bill, haven't they?
Yeah, yes, they have. And, you know, something about that, Ted, too, is that certain days the green gold flake or olive is the day, and then other days the red, the blood red is the day. And that's why it's important to have each one of those in your, you know, I'm not even going to say tackle box, in your front pocket.
Yeah, totally.
Because they're so convenient to have so that you can just switch out and figure out that day which one's the one to use.
That's cool.
Definitely. And then we launched with the original launch was with the shrimp that we have. We got three different colors of the shrimp, and those were a 2 and 2.3 inch, so a little bit on the smaller side. And those have been doing well for us. But this year we just launched and got in stock. These actually just came in stock around the end of May, first part of June, the new 3.5 inch. So in the same color scheme, colorways, but just a little bigger profile on that one. And so we're just getting started with this one. Again, we did some field testing with it as well, and it seemed to work very, very well.
That's awesome. Ted, we got to take a quick break. Can we keep you on the line? Can we keep talking some Gamakatsu stuff when we come back?
Absolutely.
Awesome, buddy. Good. I really appreciate that. And when we do come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your questions, and a lot more great info from Ted from Gamakatsu. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. The late summer and fall is the absolute best time to be in the Eastern Sierra. The fish are biting, the weather cools, the colors are amazing. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Asset, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here in studio. Brandon joined us from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Bill Varney and our great buddy Ted from Gamakatsu. Been a very busy morning on the phones. Lots of time for your phone calls and your questions. And, you know, we mentioned in the beginning of the show a killer prize, and a big thanks to Bill and Ted for putting this together. Not from the 80s movie fame, but but our great fishing friends in here. You know, Ted, we're giving away, I mean, I'm just going to call it a Gamakatsu prize pack. We talked about it earlier in the show, the full backpack, tackle pack, also includes a Gamakatsu knife, some of the Durasant, of course, our favorite hooks in the world. Give us a little rundown on what one lucky caller or texter is going to get to have to add to their arsenal today.
Well, this backpack storage bag is one of our most popular. It's a super durable, high-end polyester. It's just very durable. It's just well thought out. It comes with three of our G boxes. So there's two of the 3600s and a 3500 deep box. So it's just enough to be able to take with you, and it'll hold a lot of tackle. There's a big open space at the top, so if you want to stuff an extra jacket in there, a lunch or something like that, and it's got a rod holder, a spot for a rod you can carry with it if it's broken down. So it's just well thought through, and with that, we've included an assortment of the sandworms and the salmon eggs in Bill's favorite colors, and we've got a handful of those, and then we include the hooks, obviously, that go with those. Again, these are all things that Bill likes to use, so we figured that's a good prize to give away. And then lastly, we included one of our new fillet knives. So it's our new 7.5-inch fillet knife. It's got a real nice flexible blade. Figured if you're going to be out there surf fishing, some of us catch and release, but some of us are catching and cooking. So we wanted to make sure to have a knife available for you to be able to clean that catch and take it home and enjoy it.
We've been talking a little bit about that fillet knife lately. You guys, again, did what Gamakatsu always does. You didn't just bring to market something that had your name on it. You sought out high-end blade manufacturers and then put in everything that a fisherman wants in the fillet knife. Give us a quick rundown on the Gamakatsu knives.
So, yeah, just there's four different versions. We've got a 6-inch for those smaller fish. We got the 7.5, like I just spoke to. All the knives include what's called it's a DLC coating, and that stands for a diamond-like coating. So all the blades have a kind of a dark finish on them. And the idea there, that's what that does is it helps control the corrosion factor. So I know Joe in our office is a very, very avid salmon steelhead fisherman, and we get a little bit of rain up our way. And he's had this knife out there for the whole season, and just he said he just can't believe how well it works. And then there's the bigger 9-inch version with the curved blade that's one of my favorites, especially for the bigger fish. And, boy, these, just like our hooks, the edge is just incredible on these, and they come through those fillets just beautifully.
That's awesome. Well, certainly some good info. A really cool prize pack for somebody to win at the end of the show today, and lots of great stuff. One thing I wanted to touch on, too, before we jump back into the phones was hooks. And it's, I know we talked earlier in the show about all the hardware and all the other stuff you guys do, but certainly, you know, you're so synonymous with hooks. And that was the smaller sizes on Nautilus, and now offering it both in a ringed and non-ringed version. During supply chain issues and all those things, hooks were very tough to get a hold of, and you guys have done a tremendous job of keeping that hook available, and it's really been, you know, kind of the go-to hook or those smaller, stealthy sizes lately, and we're hoping you could touch on, you know, Gamakatsu, again, the Nautilus circle hook and, you know, everything that went into it and the fact that it's such a strong hook but still keeping a small gauge wire, allowing the bait to swim so good.
No, and that was one of the challenges. I know when we initially were talking to you at the landing and talking to Doug and everybody there in regards to the need for that in the market. And so it's always a challenge because, sometimes fisheries are regional, and then it's very important to have a certain hook for a certain region, but we've got to be able to do enough volume to justify turning the machine on and doing all of that. So to ring a hook that small and to make it strong enough is quite a challenge. And so our team was up for that, came out with these hooks. We kind of went to them with the specs and designed it really very similar to our other hooks in regards to the sizing and got that nice small size. And then to your point, you know, Rick, it's incredible to me when I see the size of fish that are caught on a hook that small. Even as working for the company, I sit there and shake my head. It's just amazing to see just how strong they are.
Yeah, some things shouldn't happen, yet they still do. You know, it's really cool. And it's just a testament to what strong material you guys use. That's one of the things Gamakatsu is known for, is you work with the best steel when you're making your hooks. Everything is made as high-end as can be. There is no expense spared for the quality of material that you guys use. And that's across the board, whether it be hardware, hooks, everything you guys do.
That's one of the great things about working at Kamikaze, quite frankly, is that you don't really, you know, when it comes to cutting corners, we just don't even consider it. It's we always want the best materials. We want the best, absolute best experience for customers with our brand. And again, that high carbon steel that we source is considered the finest in the world. And what that does is it eliminates any blemishes or issues you have with the steel. And that's where it all starts. And so if you have very, very blemish free steel, you minimize any issues that there are with breakage or the hooks bending out and that type of thing.
I'll always pay an extra dollar for a pack of hooks that I know is going to be perfect every time and sharp and strong, then save a buck and watch your big fish bend your hook out and swim away. So we love it, Ted. Well, we're going to jump into the phones and the text while we keep you on here. So much great info, and we're stoked to have you on here. We had a good text this morning come through, and says, good morning, guys. There's something that I love, the simplicity about surf fishing that's so relaxing. No boat to clean, no repairs after your session, and that's probably the biggest contributor to my feeling. My question for Bill, what is the best way to carry two outfits when fishing the surf? I love fishing sand crabs for corbina and perch, but I also like fishing MCs and hard baits as well. Any suggestions? That's from Rory in San Diego.
You know, Rory, that's a really good question. Years ago, there was a guy who made a like a fanny pack that had holders on it where you could carry one or two extra rods with you. For a couple of years, we carried on our site, surffishtackle.com, a backpack that allowed you to do that. But they're very hard to find, and the more time I get with Ted, the more time I will work him over to put together that.
I knew that was coming.
And the thing is, Ted, is, and everybody out there, is this fella who made these years ago, I will occasionally see him on eBay, and they will sell for $200 or $300.
No kidding,
for something
really?
That the guy sold for $10 at the Fred
Hall. Wow.
So there's real need for it, and every day at the beach I see people occasionally who will make some kind of setup that will go on their backpack so they can carry an extra rod.
You know what we're going to have to do, Ted, is you guys make a really cool box for the sport boats called the G7000, and it's like a very modular system. It can be an open box, and it can be compartmentalized in a bunch of different ways, whether you're dropping G-boxes inside of it, whether you're putting vertical storage, and it's like you can add rod holders to it. We're just going to have to do like some kind of a loop and hook system to put one of those rocket launcher rod holders on one of the backpacks.
My wheels are already turning.
I like it. Well, we have some great texts and some packed phone calls. Brandon, why don't we jump into it?
How about Chuck in Dana Point? How you doing, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, great, man, great. This white sea bass off the beach that just got you foaming at the mouth, don't it? Now, what's your favorite moon phase? What's your favorite moon phase? Is the full moon with the grunion, or is it right after that, or before leading up to it? And a caution on these people that try and unhook these rays on the beach. One of my friends put a towel over one thinking it was safe. He got it in the wrist. And then he turned the fish around, still trying to save the fish's life, got it in the other wrist. Mm. His skin had a reaction like a dry rake with red rivers of blood in between. It was so gross. But I was watching this program, I Survived, and this kid's watching nighttime fishing with one. And that thing threw the barb and stuck him in his stomach. I didn't know they could throw it. Have you ever heard of that before?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And as a matter of fact, up in Huntington Beach, I remember one day there was a big line of people standing outside the main lifeguard headquarters there, and there were 22 people in line and 7 people inside the facility getting treated for the stingrays.
Wow, no
so,
kidding.
And you know, we had a friend who got hit 4 times in 2 days down in Bay of LA. So. And of course, you know, that famous Australian died from getting hit by a stingray barb in the chest,
yeah,
which stopped
right.
his heart, and he passed away. So it's something to be serious about. And if you're going to use a towel or something like that, you need to use not a little rag, but something that's heavy that's going to go over it. And as I had said before, you know, I've seen people use a log, or just be sure to turn the fish in such a manner as you're only in front of it, and then just get down the line as far as you can, cut it off, and let it go. That hook's going to rust right out of there and be gone in no time, and they'll never even notice it.
That's the beauty. Yeah, you're dead right. The beauty of fishing the rig like you like fishing, split shot hook, a Duracent lure, is everything's safe for that fish. The wire is small. Mm-hmm. They have good barbs on them. That's why we use them. But eventually, that thing is going to either work its way out. It's going to go away on its own. And man, just donate the hook. Right. Go buy another hook from Ted. Don't get stuck.
That's right. Well, you know, they're non-anodized hooks, so they're not zinc plated. They're not double coated as some hooks are. They're just steel.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll rust out in like 3 or 4 days. They'll rust out very, very quickly. And I always tell people to use these hooks. These black hooks,
yeah,
because they're uncoated, and if you leave it in, the fish is gone just a couple days.
I did not know that. You know, I mean, honestly, like, the reason I use Gamakatsu hooks is because they're so strong. To be totally honest with you, I would have assumed the opposite. I would have figured, well, this thing's going to be in there for quite a while, but it's small, it's light wire, he's going to be fine. You know, I've caught hundreds of fish in my life, well, maybe not hundreds, but plenty of fish in my life that still had a hook in it, and it was doing just fine and ate another mm-hmm. bait, but that's good to know. Good job, Ted. Appreciate the phone call very much. You got a good text for us?
I do. We have the text flowing in via the app, and I have one here that says, good morning. Question for Bill. I'm looking for 10 to 12 foot long surf rods to fish roosters, jacks, and snappers from the beaches around Cabo. My lures of choice are poppers and stick baits. I know Steven Jansen of Cabo offers a variety of rods. Are there rods like those available in California? Thanks. That's from Chris in Scripps Ranch.
Really? All right. Yeah, good call, Chris.
Hey, Chris, my suggestion to you is go on Facebook and get a hold of Cabo Surfcaster, Wesley Bro. And Wes will get you in touch with a couple of companies who produce those longer rods.
Okay.
Up here fishing in Southern California, with the exception of a small group of shark anglers, we don't fish those rods.
True.
And so you really can't find them that much anymore in tackle shops, and especially not the high-quality ones. You know, there's some cheap ones made in China that you'll find that are maybe white and other wild colors that don't work so well down there in the surf. But go to Cabo Surfcaster on Facebook. Look at his picture. He's got some incredible fish. He's caught fish over 100, 150, 300 pounds out of the surf, and those are the type of rods they use. And they match them up with a 6,000 size spinning reel with a 60 to 80 pound braid.
Okay, great question. Great text. I got another great text come through from Roy in El Cajon. It says, last year we had great success fishing with the Nomad Mad Max, but can't stand the hooks that they use and are looking for a good replacement. Was checking with the guys from Gamakatsu what they feel is the best replacement hook for the Mad Max. Ted, what's your thought there? I know you guys have a couple of good options, both heavy duty treble and great inline hooks. What's your favorite for a heavy duty replacement hook for a trolling lure like a Mad Max?
So that treble, the one that we make is a treble SP, S is in Sam, P is in Paul, XH, and that XH stands for extra heavy. And so it's a nice short shank, it's a strong, it's our tournament grade wire, so it's a thinner wire than our standard, but it's stronger. So that's the best wire that we have available as a manufacturer. Also includes our Magic Eye feature, which is really cool. So it's like right at the eye of the hook, it's a little bit of a flattened spot at the top. And what that allows you to do is easily change that. In most cases, now if you're using real heavy split rings, you're going to need a split ring plier. But on the lighter ones, you can actually just, you don't even need a split ring plier because of that flat surface. You can get it inside that split ring very easily. So that would definitely be the one. Matter of fact, that's actually what we've seen a lot of people using on that Mad Max with that hook. Is that's the replacement hook of choice for sure.
That's awesome. Okay, great info. Appreciate that very much. Brandon, let's jump back into the phones.
How about Tim in San Diego?
What's up, Tim? Welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. What a really, really good information. I could sit on here for 5 hours and listen to it more. You know, I could listen to this all day long. But I just got an HTT 4000, the Saltese, and I intended it for surf fishing. And I don't know, is that too big? And question two, do you fish the Grunion, and how do you fish it, and any tips to that? So that was my question.
Great question.
Well, the 4,000 is never too big. I mean, the only reason we use a little smaller reel is it's a little lighter to carry, and then we don't need a tremendous amount of line capacity in the surf, because when you hook a fish in the surf, even a white sea bass, it doesn't swim straight out to sea because it knows once it gets off the surf line, it'll be eaten, so it's going to go parallel to the beach. But no, that reel is fine, and when you get back from the beach, just rinse it down with fresh water. I use an old cotton sock I put over my hand and dry it off, and you're ready to go the next time.
That's cool.
So that's real easy. And then grunion, you know, of course, grunion are going to stage offshore, and then at some point during the full moon and the new moon periods and these high tides, these astronomical tides, they're going to come into shore and they're going to lay their eggs. They're a phenomenal fish. I mean, they are so underrated. How many fish do you know who can get out of the water, can bury themselves in the sand, right, and then get back in the water and live? I mean, it's very unusual. And so when they come into shore and they stage in these lines rather than in a school like you'd find for sardine and anchovy, it draws in all the predators below them, the halibut, the sea bass, the corbina, the spotfin, big perch. Everything will follow those in. So during those new moon and full moon periods in the summer is when they're going to be coming in, spring to summer. But the secret is, where did they come into shore? So you have a couple options. One is get up in the middle of the night, wake up your family, go out there 2 a.m. walk along the beach with your flashlight, hope to come across them. Used to do that in the old days. And the better news is just go down to the beach, and when you're down there fishing every day, get to know the lifeguard, the warden down there. Yeah. And I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 times you go around grunion period and you go up to the lifeguard down there and say, hey, do you know where the grunion came in? They might not be anglers, but a lot of times they'll know because maybe the interpretive specialist found it or the warden, and they'll say, oh, yeah, they're down in front of Tower 15. Go down to Tower 15 and
fish
there. Yeah,
that's good info, man. What about utilizing grunion as bait? Do guys do that? Do you preserve them? Do you fish with them frozen? Is it too delicate of a fish? Do they not work as well?
That has changed a little bit over the years. They work great.
Okay.
The months of April, May, and June are closed now.
Okay.
To grunion collecting. Grunion collecting, which used to be an unlimited number,
yeah,
is now limited to 50. We worked on that with CCA. That's another accomplishment of CCA. They wanted to make the number 3.
Come on.
Wow. Can you believe that? They really want to make 1, but lower than 5 at 3, and then we got in there and told them that, you know, that's just completely unreasonable. So they agreed to close June, and then in agreement there, agreed to allow us to keep 50.
Excellent.
So what we'll do is we'll collect them on the beach, and, you know, you'll find them at night, of course, when they come in, but many times the next morning you'll find a bunch of them on the
right.
beach also. And so I take those home, I put them on a paper plate, a lot like the flying fish that we do. I straighten them out and I freeze them in the freezer, and then I fish them on the Carolina rig frozen.
Okay.
And the reason I do that is that when they get soft, they're going to have their body will turn, have a turn in it, and they'll spin as you're slowly retrieving them, whereas when they're frozen, they'll still be straight and look much more natural.
Huh. Okay.
And the fish is not, especially the halibut, is not going to go and bite that. Oh, it's frozen.
Right.
It's just going to be cold to them, and it's going to be swallowed down before, you know, a second goes by and you're going to have the fish. So grunion are very effective, and finding out where they came in and using them for bait both work.
Man, that's great info.
Blowing my mind. I never knew that was a fishery at all. Yeah. What typically are you catching with these frozen grunion?
Typically halibut is what we're going to target.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But really everything's going to eat those. Big spotfin will eat those. Big corbina will like to eat those. And big perch will eat those. So many times they'll grade the fish for you. So instead of getting an 8 or 10 inch perch, you're going to get a 13 or 14 or 15 inch perch with one of those.
Wow.
Instead of getting a 12-inch corbina, you're going to get a 22-inch corbina with one of those.
Wow, how cool. I gotta try that.
Yeah, totally.
And really good in the bay, by the way.
I believe that. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you, including finding out who's got themselves that full Gamakatsu backpack tackle kit. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hard top model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hole weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, ULoan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with a 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's winning themselves a brand new Gamakatsu full tackle back that Ted talked about, and we're so stoked to get to give that away. And Bill, you want to do us the honors and flip our little prize coin there? We'll see if we get a caller or texter today. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, John from Carson. You have got yourself a full Gamakatsu kit. Ted, this was not nearly enough time, man. There's so much cool stuff going on with Gamakatsu. You guys are doing such a great job by us, making products for us as fishermen. If somebody wants to keep in touch with all the new stuff, pick up the great hooks, pick up the Durascent baits, what's our best way to keep in touch with everything going on at Gamakatsu?
You can sign up for our newsletter. That's a really good way to do that. So I highly suggest that. We're not sending out a bunch of spam and different things. This is really good information. So when you go to the website, gamakatsu.com, make sure you sign up for that newsletter, because we're always sending out new stuff there as well.
Perfect. Great info there. And again, local tackle stores. I know everybody's flush. We are well stocked on the hooks and the hardware. Durascent baits are getting out to everybody. New sizes for this season of the shrimp baits. And again, great job. Keep up the excellent work. We love everything you guys are doing for us.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Awesome, Ted. We can't wait to have you again. And Bill, man, again, not nearly enough time. Brandon and I were talking about, there's 100 texts that we didn't get to today. So much great info. We love, absolutely love having you on the show. Thank you for all the great information. If somebody wants to keep in touch, we talk about it at the end of the Catch Report every week, but what's the best way to keep up with everything Bill Varney and surf fishing?
Really the easiest way is go to fishthesurf.com. They'll find information about surf fishing tackle tips, or go to surffishtackle.com and check out all the equipment I use. And then just a real quick correction, thanks to Dave Hansen, 30 Grenyon, 30, 29 plus one. Got one in the chamber.
I love it. An excellent job. And a big thank you to everything you do for Let's Talk Hookup, keeping us informed, keeping up with the newsletter, all your hard work for CCA. We don't say it enough, but we really appreciate everything you're doing for us as anglers.
Absolutely,
out there. You're doing an awesome
my
job.
Pleasure.
And thank you.
It's my honor.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Hey, another great show coming for you tomorrow morning. Next Saturday, Danny Fuller from the Shearwater is going to be joining us. Tuna scientist, a fantastic small boat operation. We'll look forward to talking tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.